Anna and I have met with a local activist group founded by two rhino saviors, Maggie Haight and John Marcinek. Over the last 5 years, their Black Rhino Foundation has helped sanctuaries and researchers protect the endangered species.
The name of our organization is the Black Rhino Foundation, and we are a standalone organization, but we do work with SOS Rhino, International Rhino Foundation, and Lincoln Park Zoo as well.
How did the organization start? How did it come about?
It came about in 1995, actually, after reading an article in the newspaper stating that the black rhino, there were only 300 left in Kenya, and that they would be extinct by the year 2000. And the article didn't mention anyone was doing something to prevent this tragedy from occurring. And it bothered me. It stuck with me. So together with my associate and friend John Marcinek, we decided to put on a benefit concert. And that was our first fundraising and raising dollars for the Black Rhino. Now, it was such a success, and we enjoyed it so much, that we decided to create a foundation. And it's been there ever since. 7 years later, we're still going strong.
Once you raise those funds and that awareness, how does it transfer into the real animal?
Well, we support three different sanctuaries or organizations in Africa, one in Kenya, two in Zimbabwe. We help support Rhino Watch, which is a rhino monitoring research team in Zimbabwe. We also help support Lewa Downs Conservancy, which is in Kenya, and that started out specifically as a black rhino sanctuary, started by Anna Mers, who is like the Jane Goodall of rhinos. And the third group we help support is Sibakwe Black Rhino Trust, and they are also in Zimbabwe. And they are a sanctuary.
All right. Describe the black rhino for us a little bit. What is its niche? How is it significant in the ecosystem? What does it feed on?
Well, the black rhino is an herbivore, feeds solely on plants. And as far as a personality, the rhino is a solitary animal, but a peaceful animal. A lot of people have the misconception that a rhino is dangerous and aggressive, and while they've had their moments, it's only when they are provoked. We've had the fortune of meeting rhinos in captivity, and while we do not suggest you go up to a rhino in the wild, they have personalities that are like big dogs. And we played stick with a rhino with a big piece of sugar cane, and they come when they're called, they know their names, and
so why are these animals endangered? What are some of the political or human-induced or environmentally-induced problems that they face today and in the past? Have they changed over time?
The main reason the rhino is endangered is due to poaching. And that was its problem 30 years ago, and it's still its problem today. Habitat encroachment does play a role into it as far as human development, but for the most part, it's poaching.
Why would anybody want to start poaching a rhino?
Actually, back in 1970, an international law was put into place saying it was illegal to hunt rhinos and to trade their horns. And it was meant to protect the animal. And actually, in 1970, the black rhino numbers were at about 65,000. And due to this new law, the value of their horn on the black market skyrocketed, and so their numbers plummeted. And by 1986, there were about 2,300 black rhinos left due to poaching.
So these poachers, they don't use the meat or...
Correct. They don't. They kill the animal solely for the horn and leave the rest of the animal, just discard the rest of the animal, goes to waste. Now, as far as the poacher, who's actually doing the poaching, it tends to be the local farmers because they need the money. Now, they're not the ones that are receiving the $30,000 a pound that the black market is paying. They're maybe paid $100 a horn. which to them is a month's salary. But they're risking their life. They're the ones risking their lives because it's shoot on sight if you're caught with a rhino horn or you're caught poaching.
So is the rhino horn like the elephant's tusk? Do they die when it's cut off, or does it keep growing?
It's been found that you can dehorn an animal and they can still exist. And there have been many attempts to do that, some successful, some not so, but to ward off the poacher so as not to go after the animal. But in essence, you could harvest the horn if you so desire, because it's something that, although they need, it's something that grows back.
Is there anything else that is being done to save these animals?
Really, at this point, because the numbers are so low, the best initiatives that can take place at this time are securing them in the wild. And Maggie mentioned a couple of the institutions that we support. Those are very large reserves that require, you know, 12, 14 foot high fences, electric fences with armed guards, almost 24 hours a day for some of the animals. That's the only thing that can be done in the wild for them. Outside of that, the best hope that not only the rhino and many other endangered species have is reproductive research. There's a lot of issues with how they reproduce in the wild. Reproduction in captivity is even more difficult to occur. So that's probably one of the largest areas for focused research.
Another area to help turn things around for the animal is to change the consumer's mind, the people who are using the endangered species products. And actually, World Wildlife Fund does a lot of work educating Asian teenagers to break the chain of the tradition of using these ingredients for traditional medicines. And we're at a point now where you just need to break the ancient tradition or the family traditions that come down from generation to generation. And there are programs that are working on that.
All right. Well, its natural habitat is in Africa, and that's like thousands of miles away. Why should we care in Chicago?
Protect the rhino and you protect an entire ecosystem. Every aspect, every link in the web of life flourishes when this animal is protected. And we're all part of the grand ecosystem of the planet. And while the rhino may not be in our backyard, if we get up and go to work, we're not going to miss seeing rhinos, because we've never seen rhinos if they were to become extinct. But it is a domino effect, and we need to be aware of that.
So how can we help? How can we get involved? What can we do?
I am so glad you asked that. Well, number one, you can become a member of the Black Rhino Foundation, or you can support other wildlife organizations. Money is a key factor in their survival. Number two, you become a volunteer. You can raise awareness, because I think another key issue in the rhino survival is people just aren't aware that they're even in trouble. And we also have a cookie company called the Black Rhino Cookie Company, and they're gourmet chocolate chip cookies and oatmeal raisin cookies that we sell through zoos throughout the country. It helps raise awareness and dollars for the foundation, which again we send over to the three groups that we support. We do have an email address if you're interested. It's savetherhino@earthlink.net.
All right. Well, thank you for this interview.
Thank you.
Thank you.